Welcome back, folks, to the last segment of our in-depth retrospective of what Anthony's musical collection was like growing up. Anthony's Archives.
All right, we're going to kick it off with one of my very favorite Canadian artists, and this was the record that really made me a huge fan, Tom Cochrane. This is from his first record after leaving Red Rider and kind of that whole new wave thing behind. He was going by Tom Cochrane and Red Rider at that point in time. This is the second single, The Untouchable One.
Yeah. yesterday. He thought he had a chance. He played guitar and wrote some tunes of love and romance. He did his share of traveling like a dog without a home. A fugitive who would rather kill a star that never shone. Rock and roll is a vicious game. He said he wouldn't get lit around or caught up in the games or end up in a gallery of faces with no name. And rock and roll is in his soul. Was a friend. He recorded a song that made a sing-along. He was on the road again. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? That no one ever warned a boy. Rock and roll is a vicious game. What he could. We sympathized and harmonized. We made us all feel good. But it's funny how those things can change and time can pass us by. And songs that move us so easily no longer make us cry. Is it a pity? Is it a shame? That no one ever warned the boy. Rock and roll is a vicious game.
The ship of fools had finally run aground.
Now life devalues day by day. There's friends and neighbors turn away. And there's a change that even with regret cannot be undone. Now frontiers shift like desert sands, while nations wash their bloodied hands of loyalty of history in shame.
That's a great day for freedom there from Pink Floyd from their excellent 1994 record, A Division Bell. Before that, we had April Wine from their 1985 release, One for the Road. It was a live album that they put together with their final tour when they were going to break up after 1984. Rock and Roll is a Vicious Game was the name of that song, and kicked it off with The Untouchable One from Tom Cochran and Red Rider.
I can't really say I'm overwhelmed. I think we maybe should have swapped segments around.
You don't like the Pink Floyd tune?
I like The Wall. The rest of the oeuvre of Pink Floyd, not a huge fan of. I think it's a little bit indulgent and not cohesive in any way. They don't really have a vision at the song or album level that
They have all that stuff. That album was about communication. It had a central theme.
If you do music about communication, that's a little bit, I don't know how to say this, just hoity-toity or something. I don't know. It's the first time I've used that word in a really meaningful, descriptive way. But anyways.
All right. That is the end of this Anthony's Archives radio show. I'm Anthony.
I'm Adrian.
Be good to each other.